Classic Business. Digital Economy.
A high-profile example recently of what can go wrong when your IT project misses the target in Alexander Forbes. In this case, the CEO was the one who had to fall on his sword. But what about the CFO and the role of the finance function in driving digital and IT projects? Well, I'm joined now by Charles Uckermann, CEO at AV Cybersecurity. Evening, Charles.
Good evening, Michael. Thank you for having me.
Do chief financial officers need to take a far more active role in this whole digital transformation journey that today's companies are undergoing?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, if you look at those CFO, I mean, they are the owners and the custodians of the data in the organization, and often how that data is being used. And definitely do they play a critical role in making sure that that data is properly channeled to make better decisions, to relook at strategies in terms of how the organization makes its money. So yeah, I think CFOs are probably in some cases a bit more traditional, looking at the finance in a traditional way, but I think the new generation CFOs are starting to take a bit of a more active role in a digital transformation journey.
What does that mean in terms of skills? Because I think traditionally, as you say, CFOs are likely to be more comfortable in their sort of lane and to let colleagues in IT or marketing or any of those other functions drive any kind of digital project independently within that allocated IT spend in their departmental budgets, because they're not really experts in that field. So how should CFOs be approaching this asymmetry of information?
I think there's three components to this. If you look at a typical organization, I mean, you've got technology on the one hand, and that's where the CIOs comes in. And then you've got the people and the processes. Now, when you look at the business processes and how people are properly being mobilized and aligned to follow those processes, one looks at technology more from a supportive point of view. You don't look at technology in isolation. The technology factors that you bring in, the kind of products that you bring in, needs to be aligned to what the business strategy is. And I think that's where the key lies, is often, especially at a technical level, CIO level, one could be so bogged down with the awesome technology, but if you don't have the process, if you don't have it aligned and the process is aligned to what the business strategy wants to do and how it differentiates itself, I think one can miss the point in terms of how you spend your IT. I don't believe that IT spend should go up 10, 15, 20% a year. Things have become so much more agile in terms of cloud and hybrid cloud and so on. So which means that if you creatively look at the technology and become the critical thinker, I think that's sort of like the asking questions, you know, asking critical questions in terms of how we are doing things, not just making sure that things are being done in the right way, but why are we doing things in this specific way, and how can we leverage technology to realign our processes, to become more efficient, to be more customer-centric, to reduce risk, because the risk profile of the world is changing as well.
Well, so I think risk, to touch on that point, is a big one for the finance function in particular. And I think finance people understand risk as a four-letter word better than most. And to say, well, where are the risks in the business, particularly when it comes to cybersecurity?
Well, there's a well-known statistic around that, and there's about four or five new viruses or pieces of malware that's been launched every single second of the day. I mean, you can go and rent cyber warfare software on the internet right now. You can go and buy credit card details right now. If you also see how the access control systems and the CCTV systems, I would call that the operational technology, how the operational technology world and the IT world has become converged very closely, that opens up a whole new ballgame in terms of the kind of cyber risks that you're involved with. So again, when it comes to risk from a CFO point of view, I think it's starting off from a governance framework perspective. Use governance frameworks to give you the lead and give you the direction in terms of what kind of technologies you want to implement and what kind of digital transformation you want to facilitate in the process. But the CFO has the purse, as the purse, and it's all a numbers game. So these things need to make sense.
It's all a numbers game at the end of the day for the CFO. Charles Eukerman, CEO at Aves Cybersecurity, with the evolving role of the CFO in today's digital world. Let's cross now to Pisaletso Peterson, who's standing by with your news wrap.